Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., where we talk about so many things, including careers. And I am so glad that you are joining me today because you are going to hear an opportunity to hear about a career opportunity that I think many of us don't often think about, despite the fact that you can find this career in so many fields. Talking with us about that today will be two beautiful ladies, brilliant ladies, Sarah Carney, who is in the house with us. How you doing, madam?
Howdy, I'm doing well.
And Danielle Harris, who is on the phone. How you doing, Danielle?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for this opportunity.
My pleasure. And of course, we're going to be hearing from both of you. I will let you all know this right now, though, ladies and gentlemen, up front, that both of these ladies are with the Augusta University, the exploding, the growing, the phenomenal Augusta University. But they're going to be telling us about more than that because we're going to get an opportunity to get to know each of them a lot more intimately as they give us a more in-depth intro than I could possibly give, starting with Sarah. Sarah, again, it is good to have you in the house with us. And if you would, tell us more about Sarah, your background, as far back as you want to go, bringing us up to where you are right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks so much for having me. My background's a little bit non-traditional for someone in my field of communications. I actually was really science-y. I always really loved science, and I actually wanted to go to veterinary school.
Interesting.
So when I was a kid, I had pets, and I wanted to, you know, take care of all the animals. I'd pick up all the strays. So it just made sense. I always did well in my science classes. But I also did well in my English classes. I loved to read. I was in creative writing. But I never really thought of that as a career. I thought that was always something I'd do as a hobby. And, you know, I pursued veterinary medicine. I went to Texas A&M. I'm from Texas. And I got a degree in biomedical sciences and a degree in wildlife and fisheries.
Interesting.
And I actually completed all my prerequisites for vet school. And I got to it and I'm like, I don't know if this is right. Something in me is telling me this isn't what I'm supposed to be doing.
So what was the biomedical science? I know you were thinking about veteran school.
Mm-hmm.
The biomedical science degree. Tell us more about that and what it entails.
Definitely. It's a pretty broad degree. A lot of people who want to go to vet school will do that degree, but you can do that degree if you want to go to medical school, you want to go to nursing school, any sort of thing like that, and then kind of tailor it from there. So I did that and kind of supplemented it with that wildlife and fisheries. So, you know, part of my coursework was doing like medicine type stuff, you know, classes in microbiology, in physiology, that sort of thing. And then, you know, I do the wildlife piece as well.
Okay. Wow. And so you actually finished the program.
I did.
Decided maybe not.
Yeah. So I had kind of a brief period in between where I decided, you know, maybe not veterinary school, maybe research, maybe I'll be a scientist. And I did a study abroad in Mongolia, and I did research in genetics for a little while as an undergraduate. And I loved writing about it, and I loved telling people about it. But what I found is I really wasn't very good at it. My experiments would not go as I planned. I just wasn't good at that, you know, sitting at the bench and doing that kind of work. But, you know, I just love writing about it. And then I found out that there was a master's degree in science and technology journalism at Texas A&M. And so it just kept coming back to me. You know, it was in the back of my mind, and I, you know, something about it, I kept, you know, looking at it over and over again. And finally, you know, I talked to the director of the program, and it just sounded like the right fit for me. And it was such a great segue from my science-y background to communications. And through that program, I learned so much. You know, I really learned how to polish those writing skills. I really broadened my communication skills, and it has brought me so much opportunity.
That is so interesting. And so this was journalism. What was the exact title again of the program?
It's called Science and Technology Journalism.
And so it is specifically preparing you for journalism in either of those two fields or both?
That's right. That's right. So we have kind of two groups of people who tend to do that program. It's people like me who kind of come from a sciencey background, even, you know, people who have PhDs or medical degrees can even do the program. And, you know, they come in and they kind of learn the communications piece. But then there are also journalism students, people who were reporters, and they just don't have that science background. So they can actually do the program, too, and polish up on that science side. Gotcha. So you really get both. And, I mean, it's such a great opportunity.
Yeah, I tell you what, it never occurred to me until you just mentioned it, that journalism could be so specific. But when you mention it, it makes so much sense.
Right, right. And, you know, even though it is specific, you get a lot of skills that apply to many different things. You know, in my work now at the College of Nursing at Augusta University, you know, there's obviously a lot of science applied there. You know, but we do some, you know, stories about service work, community service, leadership in nursing, and all of those communication skills I learned in my master's definitely apply there as well.
That's awesome. And so here you are, several years later, doing almost the exact opposite of what you had originally planned to do. You planned on working on animals,
mm-hmm.
and now instead you're writing about so many different topics that have to do with science and technology.
That's right, that's right. And, you know, there was, occasionally I'll have this thought like, oh, you know, did I give up on my dream? You know, it's almost a sad thought, yeah. But you know, really, I just found something along the way that ended up being so much better, you know, for me at least. And I mean, it was such a good journey for me. And I really had to kind of go through those steps and go try some things that weren't quite right. And, you know, now I bring kind of a unique perspective, I guess, you know, that not everyone has necessarily. And I get to take that with me, you know, into my work today. And, you know, it's always a good talking point because it's kind of different than what people are used to.
Yeah, yeah. But I tell you what, I'm glad that you were able to make that discovery that writing about science and other matters would be more fulfilling to you than actually working on the animals, whether the wildlife, the domesticated animals, you name it. Because I'm sure you still could have found your way into writing at some point, mm-hmm. had you started out working with the animals, as was your original mm-hmm. dream. But it's so much better that you were able to discover early enough that you didn't get into the field where your heart and your passion really weren't on a professional level, so that you could do what you really wanted to do professionally.
Definitely, definitely. And I've seen that happen to people, and, you know, and I didn't want that to happen to me. I didn't want to, yeah. you know, go through all that schooling and, you know, frankly, get into debt over, you yes. know, a degree that I didn't know that I wanted. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it ended up being actually a really good transition because my my job after I finished my master's was actually at the College of Veterinary Medicine. So I started okay. off writing about veterinary medicine.
Yeah.
And then that kind of transitioned me into nursing, which is still, you know, healthcare. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I've been so fortunate, too, because my mom's a nurse. So it's, you know, very near and dear to my heart. Yeah. And I get to, you know, talk with all these people who do this great work and, you know, really showcase what they're doing.
Showcase what they're doing. And that's what that's about. And you all have such an excellent way. I'm saying you all, communication specialists, have such an excellent way of taking something that could be so difficult for lay people like me to make sense of. And you write it in such a way that it does make sense to us. And we can appreciate what the people you're writing about are doing.
Yeah, and that's probably one of my favorite parts of the job. It's kind of a challenge, you know. Sometimes people tell me about their work, and, you know, for a minute I'm like, I don't know what that means, you know. And but that's what you do. You sit down with them and you say, you know, I don't know what that means, and I don't think other people will. But, mm-hmm. You know, but then you get in that conversation and you realize, wow, this is really important and this is really interesting. You know, a lot of these researchers, these academics, they spend a lot of time, you know, talking to other academics, and they, you know, often use language that we're not quite used to, and it's very useful to them when they're conversing with their colleagues. But sometimes, you know, they don't quite know the right words to say, you know, and so it's, you know, pretty helpful to just sometimes talk things out with them and kind of give them that, you know, perspective and really help them just be able to, you know, tell their work.
Yeah.
But that's very rewarding.
And I appreciate what you all do, too, because I know there are times when I'm interviewing a scientist from a place like Augusta University, and you all have already done the hard work. So when you present me with the materials that I need to prepare for the discussion, everything's making sense to me already. So I appreciate what you all do. And Daniela, you have been doing this for a while now. So share with us your background and walk us into where you are right now.
Well, let's see. I feel like I've always kind of been a talker and always loved communications. And it might have something to do with the fact that my parents are pastors. So I grew up having to do speeches in church and having to talk at different events. But very much like Sarah, I took a different path initially. I went to A.R. Johnson Magnet High School, and I was on the health sciences track, and I thought that I was going to be an OBGYN. And okay. It sounded good. I knew the pay was going to be great. But when I got into Augusta University, I lost the Hope Scholarship because my heart wasn't in it. Mm-hmm. It just sounded good.
Mm-hmm.
And I came to the realization, like, you know, Danielle, what's your passion? And my passion was communications. And after my first year of undergrad, I switched to communications with a concentration in TV cinema. And my grades shot back up, got on the dean's list, and and I started interning at one of the local radio stations. I started interning at one of the local TV stations, and before I graduated from from college, I was hired as a producer for the local NBC affiliate, and so I produced for a little while there, and then got hired on back at my alma mater at AU, Augusta University, and I have been here for 10 years. I'm doing public relations, and I love it. And in addition to that, I went and just got certification in leadership communications from Harvard University's Extension School. So
congratulations.
It's like, well, thank you. It's like when you find your passion and you find your calling, it's like you just can't get enough of it. So,
yeah.
So I love it. I love being a communicator. And so I work in the Division of Communications and Marketing for Augusta University, and the Senior Communications Coordinator. And like I said, I've been here for 10 years, and I love it.
So you mentioned that one of the reasons you were thinking about OBGYN is because, and this is just one of the reasons, because of the income that would come with that. Have you ever missed that income and said to yourself, oh, man, even though I'm passionate about what I'm doing with regards to PR and communications, man, that income from OBGYN would have been great. Or do you say, hey, you know what? I don't miss that at all because I'm doing what I really want to be doing.
You know, I don't really miss it at all because money can't compare to happiness or peace. Yes. And so I have so much peace and happiness knowing that I am doing something that my heart is in. And I love, I just love every aspect of communications, from social media to video journalism. Like, I just love it all. And so I would have been very miserable. I love babies. But the funny thing is now what I do now, I work with a lot of the clinical aspects of the hospital. And one of my areas is women's health. And so I'm seeing a lot on, I call it the baby ward. I'm seeing a lot on that floor. So I'm still telling the stories of OBGYN. So, I mean, it's fun. It's fun.
And it's interesting, Daniela, that as you've been talking with us about your journey and your mm-hmm. satisfaction and fulfillment that you're experiencing by doing what you're really passionate about, Sarah has really been nodding her head in approval all along the way.
That's true. Yeah, just everything she's saying. I mean, that totally resonates with my journey as well. It's so rewarding. And,
it
I mean,
is, yeah.
You know, in terms of what you were saying with the money, I mean, we're not, you know, hurting by any means. It's not, you know, that doctor's salary, but, you know, really doing what you love, I mean, that makes up for it.
Yeah. And we're going to be talking more about the money and all of that as we go along, ladies and gentlemen, because we're going to be talking about the outlook, the jobs outlook for this career and other items. And that's really part of the reason that we have this discussion going. We want you to be aware of the fact that if you're thinking about any number of fields, including the health field, you may want to be thinking about more than just being the doctor or the nurse or even a technician. Maybe you're someone who likes communicating, whether in writing or verbally. Maybe, just maybe, communication specialty is something you or someone you know might want to consider. Stay with us. Danielle Harris and Sarah Carney and I will be right back.